You're listening to SBS News.
A new tool in the fight against COVID-19. Tracing COVID-19 through sewage and wastewater streams is having a real impact in the local and global fight against COVID-19. It's a measure being used in Australia that provides an early warning of an increase in undetected infections in an area. State health authorities have teamed up with local water management companies. Dr. Richard Broom from Health Protection New South Wales explains how tracing of COVID-19 fragments in sewage is being conducted across metropolitan and regional locations.
This program, every week we sample sewage from a range of sites all over New South Wales, and it provides an early warning about perhaps cases of COVID in areas where we don't know there are. People from water utilities like Sydney Water or in regional areas local councils, they go out and collect samples from their local sewage treatment plants, and then those samples are provided back to Sydney Water, who process them, and then they provide the results to us. And we're working very closely with Sydney Water.
Other than COVID-19 swab testing clinics, it is one of a handful of predictors which can determine where coronavirus is spreading or lingering in the community. Its findings can encourage further investigations to identify specific areas to increase swab testing. Australia National University researchers helped launch the country's first sewage surveillance program in Canberra in May this year. New South Wales launched its version in June and other states followed. Now all jurisdictions conduct sewage testing. ANU microbiologist and infectious disease physician Professor Peter Collignon says fragments of the virus can enter sewage through an infected person's faeces.
Well, it's complementary to testing people. Now, the significance of that is about two-thirds of people who've got COVID excreted in their bowel, and then we can detect it. Even if people have got minimal symptoms or no symptoms, they will still excrete the virus. And therefore, if we're targeting different areas and measuring that sewage, if we find an area where there's traces, or more importantly, a lot of it, it means there are a number of people there who are very likely to still have COVID, but we haven't found because we're not picking them up by individual testing.
Fragments of COVID-19 can also enter sewage when washed off hands and bodies via sinks and showers. Sudhi Payapat is a technical specialist at Sydney Water. He leads a 20-person team and conducts 100 samples per week. During the first wave, Mr. Payapat read about research results in the Netherlands on sewage testing, so he asked his supervisor for permission to look into it. He explains how delicate the process is.
So we here at Sydney Water, we developed a sensitive method to detect the molecular fragments of this virus in the wastewater. Wastewater can be a difficult matrix, and because of the massive dilution in wastewater, the number of virus particles can be very low. And also, wastewater can contain a lot of compounds which can interfere with the detection of this virus. So the method has to be very sensitive. The samplers collect wastewater from various treatment plants. First is to concentrate or separate the virus from the wastewater. That's done by a process called membrane filtration.
Dr. Broom says research findings are very accurate.
So each time we get a positive result, we consider how likely it is to be a real result. But generally speaking, the tests that we use are extremely specific to the virus. So if we do detect a positive, it's very likely to be the case that there is some fragment of the virus in sewage. It does mean that there's possibly been a person who has had COVID either at the time or someone who's visited the area. So when we get a positive, we look at the result and we identify whether there are already known cases in the catchment. And if there aren't, it could be an indication that there's somebody there who is infectious that we haven't already identified. But also it could be somebody who's previously had the infection or somebody even who's just visiting the area.
The method has already detected traces of coronavirus in South Australia's Barossa Valley, Bathurst in New South Wales, and Victoria's Apollo Bay, areas originally thought to have no cases. Testing raw sewage for fragments is a specialised test and cannot be carried out by many laboratories. Sewage is filtered and processed before the laboratory looks for genetic material targeting sequences of COVID-19 or ribonucleic acid. This is called polymerase chain reaction.
The next step is to extract the virus nucleic acid. We look for the specific molecular markers for SARS-CoV-2. The first part is we need to convert that into a DNA.
Virus survival depends on the condition in the sewer, such as temperature and the presence of other microorganisms. However, it is easily killed by detergents, which are also present in sewage. Testing is being carried out at sites across Europe, the United States and Canada. Professor Collignon says the practice was adopted by some countries during the first wave of the pandemic.
In the US and in Europe, where they've done more of this, they've found often a week or two before they start seeing increasing cases, they actually start seeing increasing levels in sewage, because not only can you detect that it's there, you can measure how much you're finding.
A New South Wales public health alert has been issued in Western Sydney following the discovery of virus fragments in sewage at two local pumping stations. Dr. Jeremy McAnulty from New South Wales Health urges people to get tested.
More than 18,500 Western Sydney residents were alerted last night to the presence of the virus in sewage at two local sewage pumping stations. Detection of the virus in sewage samples can reflect presence of older cases of COVID-19 diagnosed in these areas. However, New South Wales Health is concerned there could be other active cases in the local community in people who may not have been tested and who might incorrectly assume their symptom might simply be a cold. We must not drop our guard at this critical time.
There is no evidence yet suggesting that COVID-19 is transmitted through wastewater systems, and it is not yet understood how long COVID-19 fragments survive in sewage. Authorities say there is no impact on local water supply, meaning it is safe to drink. And you can keep up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Marcus Megaloconomos, SBS News.